7th of May, 1963. From the Universal House of Justice to the annual National Conventions of the Baha'i World. Beloved friends, the marvelous happenings which have transpired during and immediately after the 12 days of Rizwan attest the greatness of the cause of God and fill every Baha'i heart to overflowing with joy and gratitude. It was in obedience to the summons of the Lord of Hosts himself that the elected representatives of the 56 national and regional communities of the Baha'i world were called to elect, in the shadow of God's holy mountain, and in the house of the center of his covenant, the members of the Universal House of Justice. It was the sign of God on earth, the dayspring of divine guidance, the guardian of the cause of God, who gathered more than 6,000 Baha'is from all parts of the earth to the celebration of the Most Great Jubilee in London. The first of these historic occasions was marked by events of extreme spiritual and administrative significance at the world center of the faith. The daily visits of large groups of believers of many varying backgrounds to the sacred shrines in the twin holy cities, the holdings of the first international Baha'i convention and the successful accomplishment of its main task, the celebration of the Rizwan feast by some 300 believers in the company of the Hands of the Cause of God in the precincts of the Harame Akdas, are events of unique character and untold significance in the history of our beloved faith. The celebration of the Most Great Jubilee in London must be described elsewhere. Suffice it to say now that this greatest gathering of Baha'is ever held in one place was permeated by a spirit of such bliss as could only have come from the outpourings of the Abha Kingdom. The review of the progress of the cause, the presentation of believers from the new races and countries of the world brought within the pale of the faith during the beloved Guardian's 10-year crusade, of the Knights of Baha'u'llah, those valiant souls who carried the banner of Baha'u'llah to the unopened and often inhospitable regions of the earth, the spontaneous outbursts of singing of Allahu Akbar, the informal gatherings, the constant greetings of Baha'u'llah's warriors known to each other only by name and service, the youth gatherings, the unprecedented publicity in the press, on radio and television, the daily stream of visitors to the beloved guardian's resting place, the radiant faces and heightened awareness of the true and real brotherhood of the human race within the kingdom of the everlasting Father are among the outstanding events of this supreme occasion, the crowning victory of the life work of Shoghi Effendi. The Universal House of Justice wishes to reaffirm at this time the tribute which it felt moved to pay to the Hands of the Cause of God at the World Congress, those precious souls who have brought the cause safely to victory in the name of Shoghi Effendi. We wish also to remember the devoted work of their auxiliary board members, as well as the services of the Knights of Baha'u'llah, of the Army of Pioneers, the members of the National and Regional Spiritual Assemblies, the services and prayers and sacrifices of the believers everywhere, all of which in the sum total have attracted such bounties and favors from Baha'u'llah. The Universal House of Justice, in several sessions held in the Holy Land and in London, has been able to initiate its work and to make arrangements for the establishment of the institution in Haifa. It has no officers, and henceforth its communications to the Baha'i world will be signed Universal House of Justice over an embossed seal. The cause of God, launched on the sea of the divine plan of Abdu'l-Bahá, has achieved, under the superb leadership of its beloved guardian, a spread throughout the world and a momentum which must now carry it forward on the next stage of its world-redeeming mission, the second epoch of the divine plan. The Universal House of Justice, in close consultation with the Hands of the Cause, is examining the vast range of Baha'i activity and growth in order to prepare a detailed plan of expansion for the whole Baha'i community to be launched at Rizwan 1964. But there are some objectives to be achieved at once. The consolidation of the goals and new communities of the Baha'i world is an urgent and immediate task facing the 56 National Spiritual Assemblies and an essential preparation for the launching of the new plans. Pioneers must be maintained at their posts, and all the local spiritual assemblies strengthened through a firm establishment of Baha'i community life and an active teaching program. Those national spiritual assemblies which rest on the basis of a small number of local spiritual assemblies must make great efforts to ensure that this number will be increased at Rizwan 1964. Pioneers ready to go to consolidation areas, as well as those eager to open new territories should make their offers through their National Spiritual Assembly. The great work of teaching must be extended, not only in those areas where mass conversion is beginning, but everywhere. The high intensity of teaching activity reached at the end of the World Crusade, far from slackening, must now be increased as the Friends everywhere draw on the vast spiritual powers released as a result of the celebration of the Most Great Jubilee and the emergence of the Universal House of Justice. The 10-year crusade witnessed the completion of the structure of the Mother Temple of Europe. It is now imperative to complete, without delay, the interior decoration, to install utilities and lay access roads, to landscape grounds and to construct the caretaker's house. This work will cost not less than $210,000, but if delayed it will cost considerably more. The House of Justice calls upon the National Spiritual Assemblies to allocate substantial budgets for the immediate completion of this work. The plan to be embarked upon next Rizwan, the details of which will be announced during the coming year, will include such projects as the extension and embellishment of the endowments at the World Center, collation of the writings of Baha'u'llah, Abdu'l-Bahá, and Shoghi Effendi, continual reinforcement of the ties binding the Baha'i world to the United Nations, formation of many more national spiritual assemblies, both by division of existing regional spiritual assemblies and the development of new Baha'i communities, together with the purchase of national Hazaratul Quds, temple sites, and national endowments, the opening of new territories to the faith, detailed plans for national spiritual assemblies involving, in some areas, consolidation goals, in others the multiplication of Baha'i institutes and schools, in others a great enrichment of Baha'i literature, and in all a vast increase in the number of Baha'is and the holding of oceanic and intercontinental conferences. All such expansion and development of the faith will be dependent upon the Baha'i Fund. The Universal House of Justice calls the attention of every believer to this vital and pressing matter and asks the National Spiritual Assemblies to pay special attention to the principle of universal participation so that every single follower of Baha'u'llah may make his offering, however small or great, and thereby identify himself with the work of the cause everywhere. It is our hope that a constant flow of contributions to the International Fund will make it possible to build up sufficient reserves for the launching of the new plan in 1964. Beloved friends, we enter the second epoch of the divine plan, blessed beyond compare, riding the crest of a great wave of victory produced for us by our beloved guardian. The cause of God is now firmly rooted in the world. Forward then, confident in the power and protection of the Lord of Hosts, who will, through storm and trial, toil and jubilee, use his devoted followers to bring to a despairing humanity the life-giving waters of his supreme revelation. Signed, the Universal House of Justice.